Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Friends, like it or not, Oklahoma's growing, and I'm not just talking about cattle and crops. Officials say traffic on Oklahoma roads will increase by 50% in the next several decades. That's why the Turnpike Authority has developed the Access Oklahoma Plan. It's going to offer more options for getting around the state. Best of all, no cost to taxpayers. Only the folks who drive on turnpikes pay for it. Learn more at accessoklahoma.com.
Well, the cattle futures market today fell on hard times. We were down 77 in the June live cattle. Anything held in the June live cattle past the day has the risk of getting delivered on. So today's first notice day. So the longs, at least the kind of the more speculative longs on the June live cattle, have either gotten out or rolled out to August. August live cattle were down 95 at 132.90. August now is going to be considered the front month. Today's weakness was, yes, lower than the last 2 days, but we're still right at the moving average and a good bit, about $3 off the lows from about a week ago on the August live. The next month, October down 60 at 139.10, the December at 145.45, so quite a bit higher out there. February is at 150.65. The feeder cattle were even weaker than the live cattle, down $1.90 in August at 171.97. The index currently 153.48, so significantly lower than August. But we've still got months to go on that. September feeders, $1.75 lower at 174.55. October's down $1.45 here at 176.82. November's $1.30 lower at 178.35. The hog market anywhere from $1 to $1.40 lower. The hogs have been one of the more volatile, just as volatile as the cattle here recently. But they were down today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
With rising gas prices, you don't want to drive multiple places to shop equipment. You want Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. From our Kubota mowers and tractors to Kubota construction equipment and hay tools, we've got a Kubota for you. Already own a Kubota? Visit any of our 7 Great Plains Kubota locations for our dependable parts and service. Visit gpkubota.com. gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves.
Grain market surprisingly strong throughout the overnight session last night and throughout today. The wheat futures were the strongest across the board. We had July Kansas City up 49 cents at $11.70. December up 48 and a quarter, $11.86 and a half. Chicago wheat 50 to 53 higher in the first 5 months. July Chicago up 53 at 10.93. So again, the wheats were the strongest ones. We're still significantly off the highs, about $2 in the July Kansas City. Harvest is progressing, even though it's rain. I've seen some trucks moving, getting some wheat cut. I think harvest is probably better than expected in Oklahoma. We didn't have very high expectations, but it's moving along and pretty good. The overnight rally, generally speaking, I think is a foreign thing, not really having to do a whole lot with the United States, but the fact that the Russians have made new attacks on the capital of Ukraine shows that the thing's not even anywhere close to over. I didn't really think it was to begin with, but last week was the story was they were going to let the Ukrainians export if we lowered sanctions. And then this week it seems like it's ratcheting up. So we'll see what it goes or what does, but the wheat market's obviously higher. Soybeans were 1 to 4 cents or 1 to 8 cents higher today, and then the corn also strong. December corn up 12 and a half cents at 702 and a half.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.